Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of February 2017, and this is the 527th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just had rather an eventful ride home. I was standing in a queue waiting for the bus. And suddenly people started kind of moving away from the wall where I was standing. There was this sort of wavy line of movement as if one person after the other kind of moved away from the wall. And then when it got closer to me, I realised what they were moving away from was this great big huntsman. Well, it wasn't actually. It was quite a small huntsman spider. But quite a small huntsman spider is probably about 2 inches, including its legs. The big ones are about twice that size. But it was such a funny movement. It was this sort of realization, this sudden animation too. Everyone had been looking at their phones, and then suddenly there was this communal movement. Can one have a murmuration of humans at a bus stop? And just coming off the bus just now and coming into my drive. Oh, sorry. I've got a frog in my throat. I might just pause. I think that's better. I think I can go now. I think I've got a very dry throat and there's a lot of grass cut everywhere, so I think it's a bit of getting bits of seed in my throat. What I was going to say was that as I was walking down my drive, I looked over to my neighbours and they've got 8 tents in the garden, and they're quite noisy even at the best of times, and they started an Airbnb a couple of months ago, and now they're kind of building a gin distillery. And I just had visions of the entire garden, which I kind of pretend is my own, because when I look out of my main window, it's their garden that I see, and it's a beautiful garden. And so I thought maybe they'd extended their Airbnb into the garden and that it was going to become very, very noisy in my neighbourhood. But they're just checking all these tents because they've decided to start a business of for touring mountain bikes. And so, yes, they're testing the tents out. I must say they're incredibly entrepreneurial. They're two teachers, just in the last year or so, they seem to have kind of branched out into property management and tours. So maybe they're thinking, or maybe they already have retired from teaching, although they're quite young. Anyway, they're very industrious, very entrepreneurial, and you never quite know what's going to happen next. So I'm relieved. The tents are all kind of army green, and so initially it sort of looked like an army encampment, but it isn't. It isn't. So that's not what I was going to talk about today. What I was going to talk about today was the Writer's Cave, which I went to again last night, and again, still in the island offices of in this Mercury, Hobart Mercury building that's now being used for lots of arts activities. I was trying to think, I don't know what it is about working with other people and also how each week gets a bit better. I think at first when you go and sit down and you've got 7 or 8 other writers in the room, I found I was becoming very self-conscious, partially because I'm such a slow worker and I could hear people hammering away at their keys, and I knew that I couldn't keep up, and I sort of had visions of their word counts going up. I suppose what arose in me was a bit of a feeling of inferiority and a sense of needing to compare myself to them. But yesterday, well, I was writing more quickly than usual, but I realised that I had entered into my own rhythm, and I think that's partly where I'm at mentally, how I'm feeling at the moment about loosening up and letting go of expectations, and partially just becoming comfortable again with that group. And of course, as soon as you do that, your mind isn't three quarters on what everyone else is doing and only a quarter on your work, but it's a much more pleasant place to be when you're 100% in the space that you need to be in. So it was a really lovely evening last night. Unfortunately, they're about to move the space again, and it's going to be further away. So it started round the corner, and then it moved to this building that's just round the corner from the bus stop, which is pretty good. But now it's going to be about an extra four blocks away from my bus stop. So it's going to be quite a hike at night, especially when winter comes in. But we'll cross that threshold when we come to it, or that bridge, or whatever it is that we need to cross. Probably the thing that I need to cross is my mental barrier that I'm already putting up because it's moving. It's what happened last time when I realised it wasn't round the corner. I thought, oh no, and of course it was absolutely fine. And it's what I thought yesterday, or was it yesterday? No, on Monday when I went to the hairdresser, before I started walking, I was thinking, this is actually really too far for the hairdresser. It's funny that both the cave and the hairdresser have moved these three stages away from where I am. But I was thinking that it was actually too far to go, and you know, especially if it started involving a couple of bus trips each way, it doesn't really make sense. But when I did the walk, it's a nice walk, and I just really enjoy the company of this particular hairdresser. She works on her own, and she's now decided to work from home. And so she's converted her laundry into a little hairdresser's. But she's incredibly elegant, so even her laundry is elegant. And it was fun. It was a lovely interlude. So I need to think of it as an afternoon off with a nice person, rather than something that needs to be fitted in with other things I need to do. So that's where I'm at, this need not to make these little barriers for myself before I've even tried them out. I did realise yesterday, after I'd talked to you about letting go and this being the year of letting go, that actually the year, what I had said was that it was a year of loosening up rather than letting go. And perhaps loosening up is the first stage, and then letting go is the second stage. At least they're both heading in the same direction. I hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage in something that you've enjoyed, or something external to yourself has tickled your fancy, and that, yes, that you don't make humps for yourself before the occasion arises. Sorry, see this cough, my throat still is tickling a bit, so I'm not quite sure when I'm going to cough. I'm about to go for a lovely walk on Knocklofty with my friend Caroline, and So I shall say goodbye to you now, and thank you very, very much for listening again. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.